Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Dave.
Well, we're going to start with state workers in New York who are wondering why workplace rules for dealing with the coronavirus isn't standardized across the government. That seems like a good point.
Yeah, state workers in many agencies are still being required to wear masks and complete personal health assessments, despite those protocols having recently been eliminated in many workplace settings, including the executive chamber, where employees say they're no longer required to wear masks. Multiple state workers contacted by Brendan Lyons at the TU so the rules in place in many workplaces are still adhering to the months-old guidance from the State Health Department and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In some instances, the rules have not been updated since vaccinations have slowed the spread of the disease. The State Department of Taxation and Finance and the Office of Information Technology Services, employees said they continue working staggered shifts, a couple days in the office and a few days remote, and must wear masks when moving about in their offices and away from their desks, including in elevators and other common areas. Employees in the governor's office said they recently were allowed to abandon wearing masks in their offices, even when moving around, because they were told the rules governing state agencies did not apply to the executive chamber. The state also requires employees to complete health assessments for workers entering office settings, though several workers said that no one is being asked whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19.
From there to a long-time case we've been following that has to do with one of the worst traffic accidents in New York history, and that's the limousine crash in Schoharie. You have an update.
Yeah, that's right. Norman Hussein's criminal case is due to return to Schoharie Court, which will make it almost 3 years since the limousine crash killed 20 people in Schoharie. Now comes word reported by Larry Rulison that some of his rental properties are facing foreclosure by one of his lenders. Maaco International, a Manhattan's company that makes loans to real estate investors and house flippers, filed a foreclosure action against Hussein in state Supreme Court in Albany over almost $250,000 in loans secured by property Mr. Hussein owns in Cohoes and Saratoga Springs. In their court filings, Maaco says Hussein owes $200,000 in principal on the loans and almost $50,000 in penalties. It's possible that he's trying to work out a deal with Maaco. A state Supreme Court judge filed an order in May that asked the two sides to reach a settlement. This is all unfolding a little less than a month before Norman Hussein is scheduled to reappear in county court, where he faces 20 counts of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in connection with the October 2018 limousine crash.
As always, we'll continue to follow it. Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good week.